And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is high-tech, high-touch. Each of my guests is discussing a subject matter that is either high-tech or highly personal connection. My next guest is CEO of DMG Incorporated, a strategic and communications consultancy, and a partner of Core Strategy Group. We'll discuss the using of power insurgent strategies to put your business on top from his book, The Underdog Advantage, and relate it to the Microsoft's recent purchase of Skype. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. David Morey is one of the leading strategic communications consultants in America. Over the years, David has worked with a number of foreign candidates, parties, and governments, including Colombian President Virgilio Barco, Filipino President Corazon Aquino, Russian President Boris Yeltsin, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the Dalai Lama himself. He is the founder and president and chief executive officer of DMG Incorporated, as I said before. Recently, David served as the chairman on the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force on Public Diplomacy. He is the co-author of the award-winning book, The Underdog Advantage, Using the Power of Insurgent Strategy to Put Your Business on Top. In the course of his corporate work, David has also advised senior officers in a number of Fortune 100 companies, including Microsoft. He studied at the Wharton School of Business and Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School, the Paul P. Harris Scholar at the London Economics as well. Welcome to the show, David. How are you today?
Billy, great. How you doing?
Well, terrific, and I'm glad to have you on the show. Talk about a subject that is really timely, being the underdog, and now this week's recent acquisition by Microsoft of Skype fits right into your wheelhouse. So that's where I want to start. I want to look at Microsoft's purchase of Skype in the context of the underdog and the incumbent, because to me, this is a very paradoxical case. All right, in the historical context, back in 2001, before the dot-com crash, Microsoft was fourth among technology firms based on market capitalization. Okay, here, 10 years later, 2011, Microsoft is third among the technology firms in market capitalization, albeit a much lower market capitalization than it had back in 2001. Now, by contrast, Apple went from nowhere on the technology market capitalization list back in 2001 to first place on the list today. So some would say that Microsoft was the incumbent, at least compared to Apple, and it lost its way since 2001 during the what was now called the Steve Ballmer years. Now Microsoft buys Skype for $8.5 billion, leapfrogging many competitors into the voice over IP space and placing it squarely in competition with AT&T and Verizon, making Microsoft the underdog in the telecom space. So here's the question, long setup for a question. How does Microsoft use the Skype acquisition to regain its leadership position in technology?
Well, it's a great question, and let me just comment on the assumption of the question and then get to the specifics of the question.
Okay.
You know, we worked for both Steve Jobs at Apple was our first corporate client back in the 80s, hired us. We were political consultants. We'd done 12 winning campaigns around the world, presidential campaigns, and he came up with the word insurgent, said, I want to hire you guys to help think about how to go after this incumbent called IBM. later in our business trajectory, we worked with Gates and Ballmer and others at Microsoft. Apple is the great story of the insurgent. We define an insurgent contrasted to an incumbent. An incumbent, as you said, you know, is bureaucratic, you know, focuses on not changing, protecting the status quo. They play defense more than offense. They look inward, not outward toward their customers. Back to your high-touch theme this week. The insurgent, on the other hand, and we learned this from our candidates, we learned it from the great CEOs we've worked with, and it applies to life, it applies to big businesses, small businesses, all parts of life, all campaigns. The insurgent goes on the attack. They play offense. They use strategy. They love change because they figure change will work for them. Change is the best ally they have. If you look at Microsoft's decade that you described, they've been at their best when they've acted like an insurgent and not an incumbent. You know, when they get all bogged down with the Department of Justice stuff, I would argue they were acting like an incumbent. Buying Skype is a very insurgent move. It's the most money they've ever paid. It sort of gets their sights back on some of their enemies, Google, you know, Facebook. I mean, Microsoft has always been at its best when it has an enemy in their sights. You know, it gets them all adrenalized. It gets, when Gates was there, all cooking and strategy. And that's true when they were going after Linux and Sun you know, some of the different, you know, Nexus, Linux. And,
Linux.
You know, Linux. And so, you know, you need an enemy to get adrenalized and to get focused. And I think what this deal does, back to the specifics, the general point is, be an insurgent, and that's what Microsoft's trying to do again, and that's what Apple has done better than any company. That's our best case study of an insurgent turnaround. I mean, you look at where Jobs took that company from coming back in to where it is now, number one in terms of market cap. Microsoft has lost its relevance in the internet. You know, they needed to do something, perhaps overpay now for Skype, to get that kind of user base and to reposition in a different kind of attack mode, and I think this allows them to do that. The challenge will be to keep turning around Skype. Don't forget, Silver Lake did a gigantic turnaround on Skype to get to where it is today. But most of it's still free. You're going to have to migrate that stuff to, you know, to revenues. That's going to be the challenge, I think, for Microsoft.
Well, without a doubt, there are many challenges laden in this acquisition, and we're going to dive deeper into them. We're talking to David Morey, author of the book, The Underdog Advantage. Now, what's interesting to me and what is paradoxical about this for me, David, is that by buying Skype, all of a sudden Microsoft is moving into the telecom space and competing against AT&T and Verizon. Because let's face it, Skype is free phone calls over their backbone. So the question is, how does Microsoft compete against these deeply entrenched telecoms who they actually have to rely on to carry their Skype messages?
Well, they're going to have to do a number of things in contradictory fashion. You know, they're going to have to, as you say, move to a new playing field. They're going to have to use all of their experience, and they have lots of user laboratory experience, you know, back to your high-touch theme. They're good, not as good as Apple, at figuring out what customers want and trying to give it to them. You know, trying to migrate, in this case, the customers at Skype that are getting things for free to actually pay for something. You know, I mean, to move to an actual service, what they've got to do is figure out what does it mean for those customers? Where do they want to migrate to? And then to enable them to get there. And I think what they're doing here, this is a play to get much more relevant into the Internet, particularly mobile devices. You know, because, you know, that's where the future is. I mean, you know, I'm trying to get a landline up in my new house where I'm originally from in Pennsylvania. I think I'm on my seventh week dealing with Verizon to try and get this landline put in. I mean, you would think I'm, you know, trying to recreate the Wright Brothers flight or something. You know, I mean, the future, you know, some people think last Christmas almost 40% of all decisions had a mobile app component to it. They were checking prices. They were comparing. They were getting... They were searching. You know, if you think about the future, Microsoft is now betting here by this deal. And don't forget, Skype sold for about, you know, 25% of what Microsoft bought them for only a year or so ago to Silver Lake, but several years ago.
Right.
I mean, they've got to really figure out how to go. If you're going to compete against someone, you know, with greater agility as Microsoft needs as an insurgent, the phone companies are not bad competitors. You know, it's going to be awful hard to be as agile and hungry and hostile as Google and Facebook these days. So I think Microsoft has sort of repositioned their sites. You know, they've almost moved the troops in a different direction. I wouldn't count on them abandoning some of the battlefield they're on now. You know, but I think they want to broaden the battlefront, really, is what I'm seeing.
Well, broadening the battle is a good strategy for them. We're talking to David Morey, everybody. And, David, you straddle both camps, both the business camp and the political camp. So I'm going to ask you this question, and it's a speculative question. Will the telecoms cry foul and try to block the acquisition of Skype by Microsoft?
Yes, but they won't. You know, my reading of the tea leaves is it's going to go through because, you know, it's just clever enough, you know, that it's a big bet on Microsoft's part. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I think the AT&T T-Mobile deal is more complicated to get through. You know, this is just, you know, they are really moving to a different flank on the battlefield. As we're saying, they're broadening it. So I don't think they're going to find it, you know, monopolistic. I don't think they're going to have too many troubles in Washington. The harder question is, can Microsoft keep turning Skype around, and can they absorb the Skype culture, which is an insurgent culture, particularly, you know, the way Silver Lake has rebooted this company. You know, Durbin has done an excellent job, for example, in turning Skype around and making it, you know, they still lost $7 million last year, by the way.
Right.
So they're not buying revenues. They're buying a subscription base. which is gigantic. I mean, the numbers are all over the place here, but, you know, you've got, you know, 600,000 new users a day, 170 million subscribers. Some people think it's a lot more than that. I mean, it's all about subscription numbers on the Internet now, and Microsoft knows that, and they've been not really where they want to be for a long time in those in those numbers, and this is a way to jumpstart that attack across this wider battlefront.
Oh, David, you're making me shudder. We're talking to David Morey, author of the book The Underdog Advantage, Using the Power of Insurgent Strategy to Put Your Business on Top. When I hear you say it's all about the subscribers on the Internet, it takes me back to the year 2001 when then it was all about the eyeballs on the Internet. So I wonder if we're not reliving that. But that's not my next question for you. My next question is this. Is this a watershed acquisition in the presidency of Steve Ballmer? If the Skype acquisition doesn't boost the company's performance, will Ballmer be out?
Well, and I do take your initial, your point just before. It's not, I almost edit myself. You know, it's obviously about content and servicing those subscribers, but you got to start with numbers. You got to start with distribution, you know, to move product and content across it. I think this is key for Ballmer. I do think it's a little bit of a watershed. They're still way up there in terms of relative market cap, but as you say, over 10 years that I still own some of that stock, it's not really gone too many.
No, it's been moribund over 10 years. I mean, let's just recount. Internet Explorer losing ground to Mozilla-based web browsers. Windows losing ground to Chrome and the Apple OS. Microsoft's late entry into Windows 7 Mobile. Windows has their own stumbles and starts with what became Windows 7. So it has not been a glory-filled decade for Mr. Ballmer, has it?
That's very fair, and I think he knows it, and I think he's betting that this deal will change that trajectory. I mean, and you look at the 10 years of Apple versus Microsoft, which you cleverly did at the intro, it's a remarkable comparative. I mean, who would have believed that Apple would have the market cap it has today? I mean, who would have believed that Apple could go back to the consumer? This proves your earlier point that it's not just about your numbers, because we all know Apple doesn't have gigantic percentage of users versus Microsoft, but you go in and those products are so easy to use, you know, I mean, they're so cool. They're so user-friendly, you know, they have created, I mean, it's one of the great usages of brand. Brand isn't some fluffy thing. Brand is about real relevance, how you fit into a consumer's life, and real differentiation. And Apple's just got lots of it. If you go back to your examples of Microsoft, they've lost their sort of cutting edge in terms of that brand and that meaning.
Without a doubt. We're talking to David Morey, author of the book, The Underdog Advantage. Now, David, you're also a consultant. You have worked in the past for both Apple and Microsoft. So I'm going to put you into that consultant's role once again. If you were advising Steve Ballmer and Microsoft after the acquisition, what advice would you have with them? How can they best leverage Skype for this company?
Well, I think they, you know, it's like all quote-unquote turnarounds. And Microsoft's had a bunch of them, even under Gates, where they acted like an incumbent, then they got their insurgent genes back, acted like an incumbent. Usually, by the way, they find an enemy to adrenalize them, as I said before, you know, and they go back to that insurgent route. You know, they've got to do what Silver Lake did at Skype itself. They got to go back into that culture and reboot it, re-energize it. You know, do what Jobs did when he came back to Apple. You know, they got to really do a turnaround against themselves and bring back the insurgent culture to Microsoft, which means very simply get a strategy, and this is part of what they're doing here. With a Skype acquisition, the strategy wasn't working before, so they reshifted their strategy. Number two, get closer to your customers. What do these people want? How do you service them? How do you take them deeper and wider in terms of customer offerings? And number three, you got to get that culture, you know, in a more cutting-edge, insurgent posture.
No, easy to say, hard to do in practice. We're talking to David Morey. David, we've only got about a minute left, but I'm going to change gears. Still staying with technology, though. It's become clear that Facebook launched a PR campaign against Google to discredit Google's privacy practices. Now, is this a case of an offense going awry because Facebook has been criticized in the past for its shifting privacy policies? Is this an incredible failure on the part of Facebook? Or is this just the case of two companies run by a couple of 20-somethings getting into a testosterone war?
It's a mistake, a really bad one on the part of Facebook. And they should, you know, they got caught. And so they'll pay a price for that. And the PR firm, which is a good PR firm, should have known better. And, you know, it just, you know, dirty tricks don't work. I mean, we preach insurgency, but we don't preach terrorism, you know. I mean, we preach, you know, insurgency because we learned it from our clients, political and business. You know, you fight like you're a street fighter. I mean, you go hard and you play to win. But you don't break the law, you know. You don't go beyond certain boundaries. one of the best reasons is you're going to get caught. You know, there's an old saying we have today, what can be known will be known.
Right.
You know, so as soon as you think this is all secret, guess what? You're reading about it in the Wall Street Journal the next day.
Very good and sound advice. We've been talking to David Morey, author of the book, The Underdog Advantage, Using the Power of Insurgent Strategy to Put Your Business on Top. David, it's been a fascinating discussion. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about your company or your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
The best website is playoffense.com. You'll remember that, www.playoffense.com, because that's what these companies, that's what all of us have to do.
Playoffense.com. That is great. David, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy Brain, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.